At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Chris King from Winners and Winers hit a big parlay yesterday. And for any doubters, you can check out his show, Just Parlays, on YouTube. He's offering his top plays today, 100% free. All you need to do is text VSiN to 320-350-3500. Text VSiN 320-350-3500. Well, let's back at it today. And the early session yesterday was dynamite. Awesome. The Florida game overtime. Michigan blows a big lead. The Duke finish. That was hairy for a while. Down with 3 minutes left. Toledo, the one seed, started the day as a 17-point favorite. They won by one. They finish in the Providence-Butler game. TCU down 18 at the half. They win. That started the day yesterday.
Yeah. I couldn't get over, like, how they just kept running into each other.
Yeah.
Toledo surviving as a 17.5-point favorite. Right into Duke, somehow outscoring Syracuse 10-0 in the final 3 minutes to win that game. Didn't cover, got the second half, but not for the full game. And then Arizona, life and death the entire time with Stanford. And now they're laying a huge number again today.
Right, another good one, yes.
Some of these numbers now are moving, and they've been on the move throughout the entire morning. Okay, so Duke is still laying 9 against Miami. That total is 148.5. North Carolina, they were 2 when we first got on the air, and that total was 143.5. I see North Carolina now 2.5 with a total of 142, so that total's ticked down a point and a half. Villanova at a spot here in town is down to 2.
Oh, wow.
Against UConn, and that was 3.5 earlier this morning. And I'm starting to see now money coming in on San Diego State. Colorado State, they were 1. I see pick are now half. Colorado State by half or pick in that game.
See the St. Louis line? St. Louis opened 2 in some spots. Bonaventure now favored.
Oh, okay.
Look at that.
11:30
quarters, Atlantic 10. And I'm with you. LSU, Arkansas, I think that get up and over 139, don't you? I think I'm, yeah, you put me on that.
That's moving up a little bit right now.
Yeah, okay.
Another one, New Mexico State had a terrific season. Grand Canyon's pretty decent too. I bet New Mexico State minus 125 on the money line earlier. They're up to minus 145 now, and they're up to 2.5-point favorites.
Mm.
So that game has moved a full point or point and a half this morning.
Semis of Conference USA, 12 o'clock. Pacific, UAB opened 4. They're up to 6.5, and the total's been bet down from 144 to 140. UAB, Middle Tennessee, winners in the title game.
Okay. And I'll tell you, a really good game today is in the MAC. Ohio and Kent State. Both teams are good. and Kent State. I'm looking at one book right now. They're laying one, and that total is 134.5. Ohio, they against Ball State last night. I watched a lot of that game. That was very close until like midway through the second half, and they just poured it on.
What were you watching that for? Interested?
Yeah. Involved in the game.
Involved, right.
And I was going back. I had, what, four TVs on yesterday? Three, and then the computer or whatever. So I'm going back and forth between games. And when it was tight, I was watching until it was tight, and then they pulled away, and that's when I got out of that game. Yeah. So, but it was just Oklahoma putting it together in the second half and beating Baylor. Yeah. They were, Baylor's, are they one seed? Let me see here.
I don't think so.
Bracket Matrix this morning, they still have Baylor at one.
Is it updated?
I believe it is.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yep.
This is going to be a tough call. And these are big games today, too. I'm with you. I was looking at this during the break. It was a lot of people on social media getting involved as well. Are we sure about Michigan? 17-14. Lost to Seton Hall, Arizona, North Carolina. Beat San Diego State non-conference. Beat Indiana, Purdue, Iowa, Rutgers, Michigan State, Ohio State. Is that enough? 17-14? And then you lose in your first tournament game.
The bracket matrix, again, for those that don't know, they take, you know, Joe Lunardi, his bracket, and like 114 other people who do this, and they combine them to get the average seed. Right now, the average seed on Michigan is 10. So as of right now, they would, you know, but I would ask you this.
Usually a surprise, though.
So what if Oklahoma would shock us again tonight? And Texas Tech may have been the most impressive team of the entire day yesterday. Now, Iowa State can't score. And I know people were, you know, quick to say that Virginia has the worst offense in the country. I would say that Iowa State might be right there with them. Texas Tech killed them last night. But if Oklahoma could pull off back-to-back wins against Baylor and Texas Tech, would you not put you have to put Oklahoma ahead of a team like Michigan.
It's still not enough, though, according to Lunardi. They're going to need two more wins.
Two more wins.
Oklahoma, probably, yeah.
Yeah, they're on the outside of bracket matrix, too.
Yep. And same thing for A&M and VCU. A&M and VCU are next four out. First four out, Lunardi has SMU, Dayton, Va Tech, and Oklahoma. Last four in, he has Wyoming, Wake, Xavier, and Indiana. And I can tell you, Wake and Xavier are drawn dead.
If Oklahoma and A&M would win today, I would say adios to both those teams. And I would put both those teams ahead of Michigan, too. Then we're talking about A&M with a win against a one seed today? And Oklahoma going back-to-back like that? Come on. Because they put so much stock into the conference tournament in years past anyway. Why would they not do it again this year?
Yeah. And maybe it's probably enough for Va Tech if they can win. They're hot right now. I mean, that was a misleading score. They toyed with Notre Dame. And they were favored in that game. Small favorite in that game. And they won.
Carolina's up to 2.5 right now.
Yep. Okay.
You like anything there?
No opinion.
Okay.
I do like Miami, though. I'm not impressed at all with Duke and how they're playing. And can't get any stops. And Miami already beat them. So I know it was a great finish and they win at the buzzer. But
okay, let's talk about that prop here again that came out this week.
Because it moved. Okay.
It was available at William Hill. So they put up how many wins will Duke have combined in the ACC tournament and the Big Dance. And they put a number of 5.5 on it. And when you first saw it, it was what? Under was minus 140. Yes. Over 5.5 was plus 110. Mm-hmm. Well, they took under money all day yesterday because before tip-off, Duke got to over 5.5 plus 125. So they have one down. If they lose today, they have to go to the national title game to win the bet on the over. If they win today, they have to at least still make the Final Four, not knowing what's going to happen against the winner of North Carolina and Virginia Tech. But if they would win the whole ACC tournament, then we're talking about a first-round win, second-round win, and they would have to win in the Sweet 16 to cash the over 5.5.
You have to be concerned. Right. It's a good prop. And a lot of people probably bet the over, take the plus money. Because they can't stomach and can't stand Duke and Coach K.
You know what they're going to do?
But
this prop I thought was so creative that books are going to start to come out with this for many more teams in future years. Before conference tournaments start. Yeah,
very creative prop. You have to be concerned with what happened yesterday. You're off the humiliating. You ruined the guy's night. You're a double-digit favorite at home against your rival, and you blow it, and you get run out. All the players come back, all the pomp and the circumstance, all the legends are there, and you embarrassed yourself. Now you're taking on Syracuse, and a below-average team without Boeheim. You're a 15-point favorite. You're down with 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
That's not supposed to happen.
They couldn't get a stop at all yesterday in that game.
So if not now, when? Now it's Miami, and they beat you, and you're laying 9, 9.5?
Yeah.
Okay.
I also thought Miami wasn't very good yesterday.
No, I know. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
But you know, I think you got to tip your cap to Boston College and say, not a very good team, had a bad record, and they showed up in the tournament.
Yeah.
Right? With a couple of wins, and they easily could have defeated Miami yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll run it down rapid fire. I'm opposite Will Hill on this one. I like Boise. I haven't been impressed with Wyoming for the last couple of weeks, and UNLV blew that game. They were up 4 with under 2 minutes. You got to close. They didn't close. I'm taking the 3 with Creighton. Again, I commend Providence. It's a great story, but this is, you can't keep winning all these close games, right? And Butler had them too. And Creighton was awesome. Remember, they were underdogs yesterday, and they were swept.
Put it this way.
They swept Marquette during the regular season.
It's coming to an end at some point with Providence in terms of winning games. You just got to know when that day is. Mm-hmm. It's sooner or later, and that day could be today.
I agree with the move on UConn. Down to 2. How about in the Big Sky? Portland State is catching 5 against Northern Colorado. Portland State swept them.
Yeah.
Big total, too. 154 in that game.
Woo. Well, shop around, because I'm seeing money coming in on Portland State today. Looks like that's down to 4.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of these numbers are moving, and they've been moving since we started the show. We've talked about a lot of them here in the segment so far.
And that 3-point moving in that Bonnies game, too, that I just mentioned. And that's a good quarterfinal game in the Atlantic 10. And the Bonnies were preseason top 25, and some people picked St. Louis to win this thing. So that's who Davidson will meet in the semifinals. And God, I hope they get in. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good league, and you win your conference and put up a good record like that, that's good enough. Same thing with North Texas and Conference USA. And they're in the semis, taking on Louisiana Tech, laying 5 at 9:30 in the morning Pacific time. Yeah,
Pac-12 tonight, Arizona. They squeaked by Stanford yesterday. And, man, that was, again, nip and tuck the entire way. They're laying 9.5. Key player got injured for him last night. They took him out in a wheelchair. So that doesn't sound good, doesn't look good. The sprained ankle, I think, was the diagnosis on him today. But laying 9.5 against the Colorado team that ran him out in the second half when they played in Boulder not that long ago. This is a neutral, I get it. That total is 148, and then shop around on UCLA and USC. I'm seeing 5.5 or 6 in that game. Mm-hmm. Total of 136. I like UCLA tonight.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Enfield was all over his team after the game, and rightfully so. They did not do a good job. They did not play well, but they got the win. So it sets up the big game coming up tonight. It's good.
I don't have the read.
I didn't hear what he said.
Express bet.
I couldn't hear him. First Bets wants you to get on all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code VEGAS1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to $1,000 bonus. Visit VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000.
All right, so we've talked about these games ad nauseum so far today. We'll get to our best bets coming up next. What a great day it is. In Pocket Place. We'll recap last night, tell you what we're betting coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He knows the quarterback was on coke if his girlfriend was not.
These games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's, unborn children's children on these games.
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
All right, UNLV blows the four-point lead with less than 2 minutes. $1.20 on the money line. Wyoming went off the favorite. They get the win. That's a loser. Colorado State money line. They win by two. San Diego State lane four, but up to six. They won by seven. That's a winner. Penguins, now this move, this has been a 25-cent move. So we'll go even money. Penguins to win in regulation against the Knights, who are on a back-to-back, another listless performance. Leonard's hurt. Who guys hurt left and right. They lost 3-1 in Buffalo last night. Tuesday, they lost 2-1 in Philly. They scored two goals at home against Boston and got beat. They beat Ottawa Sunday at home 2-1. No punch, no juice,
nope. No
offense. More losses coming. Back-to-back, good Pittsburgh team. Penguins even money to win in regulation. They also go to Columbus and Winnipeg after that. They return home to face Florida and L.A. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Trouble for Vegas. Boise laying 2.5 in the first semifinal out here in the Mountain West. Not impressed with Wyoming, even though they got me. I'm coming right back against them with Boise. Colorado plus 10, plus 9.5, too much. With the injury in Arizona, Colorado beat them. Creighton plus 3 against Providence, the first semifinal of the Big East tournament. Miami plus 9 against Duke. What's the like with Duke lately, right? And no hole in one before the tournament started, Players' Championship, plus 155. 17 wasn't savage. Only one guy put in the drink? Yeah. Is that right?
And it was the guy that I had. Yeah. First-round leader, Harold Varner, who's always good in the first round. He had a two-stroke lead after 16. He goes to 17, only guy to put... He had a triple on 17.
He was up two shots?
Oh, yeah. 100-1 first-round leader. He gave four shots back combined on 17 and 18. By the way, they're back on the course right now. I'll double-check this. Dustin Johnson got to 4-under, and at one point this morning, he was the favorite to win the whole thing.
DJ?
DJ was.
All right.
He was 36-1 at some spots before the thing started.
Sure, yeah. All right.
Let's see here. Guys on the course right now, Henley, Kisner, Day are all at 4-under. So is Justin Rose through 9. And there is Michael Thompson through 7. And they're out there golfing right now. Chris Kirk, minus 3 through 13.
Rose was 90-1. It's 4-under.
Yeah.
It was some big names up there, Day. I'm going to take it. I forgot to bet Mitchell. He's one back now.
Okay, so recapping yesterday. Boy, oh boy. What a difference, huh? The table setter. to get the day rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
I had Michigan on one of the TVs. I stopped watching it. They're up by 17.
Sure.
Didn't even pay attention to like live odds or anything. I'm watching other games then at that point. I just started. Minus 115. You make a good bet because they were laying one for the game. I bet it money line. And then it moves to 3, 3.5. It's the right side for the first 35 minutes of the game. And then they couldn't score for 11 minutes in a row. No field goal. And they keep them out of the tournament. Don't belong in. Mm. Sorry. 17-14. Give me North Texas any day of the week.
Concur.
That's a loser. Colorado State money line, minus 130. That got there. That was, again, that block charge. Do yourself a favor. We can't play highlights on the show. I wish we could. It's an all-timer.
Well, yeah. Scott.
How these referees get caught up in the moment and go charge over block like 90% of the time is completely inexcusable.
When it happened, Scott Van Pelt, I give up on block charge. Oh. It's so bad in college basketball, it's beyond comprehension.
It is. It is. Akron +2.5, outright winner against Buffalo. That got there. Butler +7.5. That's good. They covered first half and for the game. Today, now this number is on the move. I bet it earlier. San Diego State is now catching a half a point or a pick 'em against Colorado State. And I like the under 124.5. This number's been all over the map, by the way. I saw 123, 124.5 at several spots, but now I'm seeing 125.5 at another one. So you might actually get a better number. But again, this is who San Diego State is this time of year. It's they pick you apart on defense. And March has been, this has been their MO for years. Both these teams played games like in the 50s last night. And I think they'll dictate the tempo here in this game. That'll win out, and I like the under 124.5. I've made several other bets. I don't know if I actually gave them to Dustin in time. Miami +9 against Duke. I bet New Mexico State. Money line, minus 125. Now that's up to like minus 145 against Grand Canyon tonight. And I'll be on some first halves today as well. I'll probably, if I can find a 5 somehow on Texas A&M, I don't think I'll be able to, but if I can find a 5, I'll bet Texas A&M. And I'll consider Colorado first half against Arizona as well.
All right.
I give it to Dustin, though. So we've been all over the map here today. I did bet Colorado today already.
In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern at BetRivers.com. I also like UConn, but that moved. That was 3.5, getting 3.5 now down to 2, as we mentioned.
Yep.
And Dave Tooley's been on fire. He had Oklahoma yesterday. He also went 3-0 with first period overs in hockey. I'm with him on this one. Columbus, Minnesota, first period over, 1.5. You're right. These Minnesota games are drunk. It's been since Valentine's. It's crazy. These scores.
Again, combined total last night was 11. So I did that yesterday. I bet a parlay on an alternate total parlay in the Minnesota game and in the Toronto game. The Minnesota game, that was rocking chair winner. And then it was 4-1. It was a perfect storm in the Toronto game.
Yeah, they're down 4-1.
They trailed 4-1. So you know it was going to be a blitzkrieg in the final period.
Yeah, good one, yeah.
And it was, and that was a 5-4 finish.
Uh-huh.
These Minnesota games are just absolutely
nuts. I know. And we got to, you got to put up 7. So how high are we going to get? Got to put up 7s. I think the Devils game went to 7 because Hellebuck was out. And they got the quick one there to cash our first goal in the first 10, and that was it. I think it was a 3-1 final.
Okay, I'll give you their scores again. Going back, this is the Minnesota Wild since Valentine's Day. Combined goals, 11, 7, 9, 9, 9. There was a 6 in there against Calgary. 10 against Calgary. Can you believe it? They played a game of 3-1 against Toronto. But 7 combined against Ottawa, 10 against Edmonton, 8 against Florida, 9 against Winnipeg, 11 against Detroit. That's all the way back since Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
And I do, you know, this probably will get to 7 tonight. I wouldn't be surprised.
Who was it, Dan? Who laughed at me earlier this week when I said the Knights are going to miss the playoffs, take the 5-1? Wait. Okay. You could get this week. You could get 5-1 that they missed the playoffs.
How's that bet looking on their under 106.5 points for the year?
Yeah. At Pittsburgh, at Columbus, at Winnipeg, Florida, L.A., Minnesota, Winnipeg. May get Seattle in there, but still a lot of hockey left. But they can't beat anybody. They can't score. I'd shut them down right now. I haven't played in 20 years.
Yeah. How about Chesterkin last night?
Oh, what I didn't see. What happened?
Oh, they pulled him.
Well, I know he got pulled. He got the hook.
Gave up 4 right away.
Was it him, or was there no defense in front of him, or what? Gallant, don't give him a day off. He's hot, though. I don't know why they sat him the other day.
They play again tomorrow against Dallas.
I come back with him.
That's going to be on the road.
Hopefully, well, it shuts him out.
You have to go back. But You laughed at me when I told you this last night. I said you can kiss the heart goodbye.
One game. Maybe the defense stunk in front of him. I wasn't watching the. I know he got pulled, but it was. But St. Louis came.
He's not winning the heart. He's not. Shesterkin's not winning the heart. He's winning the Vezina. He's not winning the heart.
And we'll talk about it next.
By the way, tomorrow night Tampa Bay plays at Edmonton. I'm seeing a total right now of 6. Huh? What do you think of that, Sparky? What a win for Calgary last night. Yeah. Markstrom awesome yet again. 4-1 for the Flames.
I know.
Over the Lightning.
It was good.
Boy, are they good.
They are.
And how do you like what happened to the Avalanche? Carolina, I mean, we all know this. They're very good. To shut out Colorado? I mean, come on. That team on offense getting shut out?
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, I know. I expect a bounce back from the Rangers and Shesterkin. Saturday, 5:00 Pacific against the Stars.
Yeah.
Yep. We got anything Sunday? Do the Devils play again? Where it? Keep this Devil train growing. God, it's been fun. 27-4. How about Toronto? That's another one. How's Toronto not going to go over every third period? No defense, no horrible goaltending, and they're potent. Scary offense.
It is.
I mean, that's.
Again,
okay,
like
I'll put up a 2 if I push, or 1.5 minus 220
for live wagering, especially when they fall behind in a game like last night, 4-1.
Yeah,
for the total. Come on, we also said yesterday Arizona plus 1.5 was a good look because at the time when we were on the air, Toronto's laying $4 or more.
That is now 3 games in a row that they've been in the wild affairs with Arizona, but 9-2. 8-5, 5-4 now with these Arizona games.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, that's CityCast. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, BetRivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, coming up next, Bruce Marshall is going to join the show. He's been in this racket for many, many years. Longtime sports bettor. We'll get his thoughts on a plethora of college basketball games today. He can go mid-majors, like Fordham Davidson. He can go with the big boys. He's got a thought and opinion on Colorado, Arizona, LSU, Arkansas, Wisconsin, Michigan State, Miami, Duke, among many other games. We'll get his best bets for today. Coming up next year and Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games, including blackjack, roulette, slots. And just this week, they paid out some big wins. A player bet $5 and won $25,000 on Volts and Bolts. Another player bet $10 and won over $250,000 on Mercy of the Gods. Download the DraftKings Casino app today. And new customers can claim a deposit bonus up to $2,000. Plus, they start you off with $50 in free credits just for signing up. Download the DraftKings Casino app and use code VSiN to claim this offer. Casino.DraftKings.com for full details. Time for Bruce Marshall. The madness continues. We got soccer. We'll go over with Bruce, and we'll start with the hoops, and we'll talk a little Pac-12, Bruce. All right. Colorado catching 10 here. They just played and beat Arizona. Arizona in the semifinal game laying a big number. What say you?
Paulie, I think Arizona's got a problem here today. Unless Barbara Eden materializes out of her genie bottle. She's a Tucson native, by the way. See, I'm up on Barbara Eden trivia, okay? And blinks her eyes and gets Kreese's ankle to heal quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, Arizona's got problems. He runs the engine room for these guys. And even though there's maybe 3 other NBA first-round picks on this team with Mathurin and the 2 bigs, mm-hmm. I don't think there's a more important guy than Kreese on this team. It leaves them in assists. He's made more threes than anybody else. The offense runs through him. I don't think he's going to play today after that ankle injury yesterday, and that's a problem. Listen, Colorado is coming on right now. Their backcourt is playing much, much better. Simpson looks like a star right now. Freshman, that's what happens to these guys late in the season. And, oh, by the way, Jabari Walker's an NBA player up front. This is going to be close. And some, you know, we saw Stanford give Arizona all it could handle yesterday. This is not going to be easy. So a Colorado plus chance at another upset, but certainly plus the 9.5, 10 worth a look.
I'm with you on that, Bruce. Do you put any stock at all into what Colorado did in that second half at home against Arizona? Or do you throw that out because this is a neutral tonight and Colorado can do that to a lot of teams when they're at home?
Well, that's a good point, Mitch. And I don't think they're going to, that was sort of a one-off because everything went right in the second half there. But yep. Look what else Colorado has done here. I mean, they've won 9 of 10. They've only played really one bad game in that stretch against ASU. And yesterday, once they turned that game around against Oregon, the Ducks had no problem at all. They kept Oregon's dribblers in front of them. They're a sound defensive team fundamentally. That goes back to Tad Boyle. This game's going to be close.
How about USC, UCLA? You have a lean there?
A little bit to SC, Paulie. You know, I still think the fundamentals work pretty good for SC in this matchup. They've got a lot of length defensively, and they have bothered UCLA. They covered both games this season. They've beaten them 5 straight before the game last week, although they could not slow down Yaquez last week, and he looks like as hot as any player in the Pac-12, if not the country right now. But 6 is not an insignificant number. These teams don't like each other, and Peterson is a very awkward matchup, a 6'9 point guard. I mean, you just don't see too many of those. SC's length, I think, should allow it to stay in, though they're going to have to play better than they did last night.
Yes.
Because 23 turnovers was really bad against Washington. But sometimes you have to get one of those stinkers out of the way at the start of a tournament. I think this one's close. I'd take the points.
Hey, Bruce, when we got on the air 2.5 hours ago, Arkansas was laying 2. That total was 139 against LSU. Arkansas taking some steam this morning. I'm looking at one book now where the Razorbacks are laying 3.5 and that total is up to 140. Are you a part of that Arkansas steam, or what do you make of this game?
A little bit on the side, a little bit more. I like the total over a little bit more.
Okay.
That's moved a little bit on the total side there. Listen, these guys went last week when they played, nine days ago now, 77-76, and that game went late. Note had the free throws in the last couple seconds to win. These teams combined to shoot, I think, 22% from three-point line in that game. They couldn't do anything. Now, that happens a lot with Arkansas because they really blow hot and cold. They really need, if Amude hits his shots beyond the arc, they can beat anybody. But too often, Arkansas, they don't just miss. I mean, they miss the rim sometimes on these three-pointers. Yet, they still end up scoring a lot of points because their pace is so furious. And I think we'll see that again today up and down the court here, and that's the way these teams kind of go at it. Arkansas, there's a high volume of shots. The threes don't necessarily have to fall. And LSU, that was a bad point spread loss if you're an LSU guy yesterday because they were up, 17 at the minute and a half left against Mizzou. Don't push this game. A little bit to the Arkansas side, stronger on the over for me.
Early game, the Atlantic 10, Fordham and Davidson. Fordham off the upset win. Davidson laying a big number. Who are you on here?
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Neptune's done a pretty good job. He remade that whole Fordham roster there with transfers, although Day, the transfer from Florida International, left the team in January. Usually teams like Fordham, though, don't last this long in a championship week. Dreamers tend to lose sleep the further they get, and Fordham beat the two Georgias to get here. Now they meet their match. Davidson has been resting on the sideline here. They lost their last game. By the way, Davidson did to Dayton, and that could jeopardize them if they need to go the at-large route. So I don't think Bob McKillop lets them go flat here today. There's a lot of weapons that they've got. Hung Jung Lee is a potential NBA player. As long as Bratskovic, the big kid, doesn't get in foul trouble like he did against Dayton, Davidson cruises here. This could look a little bit like St. Louis and LaSalle yesterday.
Okay, let's get hardcore. This Northern Colorado opened 5 in the Big Sky. It's come down a little bit. Portland State swept them. What do you think of this game?
Portland State is quite a story this year. This team is almost all transfers, and they've got a new coach, Jace Coburn, this year, and they weren't going anywhere at midseason. And he decided to just change the formula and the recipe completely. Literally, roll the ball out in the court. Guys, do your thing. Run and deal. And since then, since he took the reins off of these guys, the Vikings have been hot. They've scored more than 80 points per game since mid-January. They've won 11 of 14. Like you said, they've beaten Northern Colorado twice. They have got all these different transfers. The big kid from Arizona State, Tweed Adams, has been He came last year, but he's been putting up some big numbers. Carter was Long Beach's leading scorer last year. They're running, and they're gonna. They've gotten a lot of overs too. They didn't go over yesterday against Southern Utah. I wouldn't be surprised if this one goes over, and they knock off Northern Colorado. There's going to be a lot of threes taken in this game, and 153 might not be high enough. So it could be Portland State and over up in Boise.
There are some big dogs still left in the Metro Atlantic because Iona got beat by Ryder. What do you think? St. Peter's now the favorite to win the conference tournament. They're in action tonight in one of the semis. What's your opinion on that game?
It's Quinnipiac and the pollsters here. I'll tell you what, as long as St. Peter's doesn't show up here in Boardwalk Hall, where Bert Parks used to sing the Miss America tune every year, as long as St. Peter's doesn't show up in Fairfield uniforms, Quinnipiac's in trouble because the Q has not beaten a team not named the Stags since January. That's the only team they've beaten in like a month and a half, three times. So they got something on Fairfield against nobody else. So St. Peter's beat these guys, took care of them twice this season. Quinnipiac likes to run. They're one of the few Metro Atlantic teams that really likes to gun at an offense, but they don't play much defense. St. Peter's, I think, is a steal here. Only seven tonight. Quinnipiac's one of those sides that shouldn't be around this deep in tourney week. So let's go with St. Peter's there.
Okay. I would ask you, well, what do you make of the tournament out here? But there's like 20 of them. So I'll break it down a little bit here. In the Mountain West Conference, I mean, that was a bad performance, I thought, overall from start to finish by UNLV yesterday against Wyoming. I thought they kind of gave that game away, bad first half and a bad final minute. Wyoming did get the win. They'll give them credit. And Boise, the number one seed here, fantastic regular season, laying a small number. What do you make of this game?
Yeah, Boise was one of those teams, Mitch. We see a lot of these top seeds. We saw, you know, Arizona struggle across town yesterday. Duke struggle in its game. Sometimes top seeds, when they get their first game in these conference tournaments, they go a little flat. And Boise, I thought, was guilty of that yesterday against Nevada. Tough to play that game at 12 noon on a Thursday. But when you watch these teams play, it's a much smoother operation for Boise. Wyoming, yeah, they got the win yesterday, and I guess they've done enough to slip on the right side of the cut line here. They're a hard team to watch sometimes. It's a lot of isolation with Maldonado and then try to get the ball down to EK, and there's not a lot of ball movement there. No, they've been able to survive, and they play tough on defense, but Boise does as well. They're a top 10 defensive team, great rebound margin team, and several guards. Acod, Shaver, the Portland State transfer, or the Portland Pilot transfer. Lots of different guys who can score. Several different guys have led Boise in scoring. Wyoming, it's generally been Maldonado or EK all season long. I think Boise gets them in the first game tonight in Thomas and Mack Center.
Very cool. Yeah. Lots of action going on today.
Yes.
A lot of good bets right there. Okay, let's get your thoughts on soccer. We'll do that coming up next. A lot of thoughts. Soccer is one of Bruce's best sports as well. So we'll think get what he thinks of this weekend's card as well in the soccer world. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Back with Bruce Marshall coming up to close out the show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Time to elevate your live betting game. Points Bet new exclusive feature, live same game parlays for the NBA. Live same game parlays can only be found on Points Bet in the NBA. Build the perfect live same game parlay throughout the game. Once the game starts, just don't bet. Live your bet life and download the app and use the code VSiN2K. That easy. What a promotion. Two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Got to be 21. Get up there at PointsBet. Crazy movement already. The markets are on fire. We'll talk about the movement in a second. We close it out with Bruce Marshall, editor of the Gold Sheet, at Bruce A. Marshall on Twitter. Two more college games. Miami catching a bunch against Duke. And Duke, it's been a struggle the last couple of games. No Boeheim. They were laying 15. They were losing with 3 minutes left. Miami already beat them. Come right back with Miami, right?
I think so. And boy, Coach K is fuming. You saw him after the game against North Carolina. He is spewing the spittle, boys. I mean, he is on fire, maniac right now. He's just so mad at his team. But they aren't playing defense that well. I think Miami kind of sleepwalked yesterday, too. I mean, they just beat BC last week, so they came out a bit flat. You know, this team, their nights, this team has an older lineup on the floor than the Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, they are that old, and they got all these transfers on there. They beat them up at Cameron Indoor in January, and they hurt them on backdoor cuts, and they beat them off the dribble time and time that night. That was McGusty, that was Charlie Moore, it was Jordan Miller, the George Mason transfer. I think Miami is very lively. Duke looks like it's a little distracted right now, and all this Krzyzewski talk, I think, has bothered these guys. And Krzyzewski knows it, too, and he's a little bit flustered. I think we can see it.
I said yesterday, when in doubt, go with Izzo in March. Wisconsin 2.5 against Michigan State. How do you see it?
Well, you know, February wasn't too good to them. I mean, this is a different thing. Usually the Michigan State hits the postseason kind of hot, and they've been sort of backing up here. Although they have won two in a row against Maryland, they nearly blew 20-point leads in both of those games, though. I don't think this is a vintage Izzo team. They don't have a go-to score like they normally had, and the interior defense has been pretty weak. Now, I'm going to take Wisconsin on the proviso that Johnny Davis plays here today, and I think he is because he got knocked out of the Nebraska game last week, but they say he's probably going to go. They just beat Michigan State a few weeks ago in the second meeting. I don't think Michigan State looks that good right now, so Wisconsin well-rested here. This is a team that was rested, I think, will come out and play well. That's what Wisconsin usually does. They've been a good Big Ten tournament team, too. I'll take the Badgers here.
Okay, very good. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Bruce Marshall, our guest. This broke right before Nigel came on yesterday. In all your years covering and following soccer, what do you make of the Chelsea story? And they beat Norwich, but, you know, they're in the bottom of the table in the Prem, and now they get ready for Newcastle. What does this mean moving forward, and can you believe what the sanctions are against Chelsea?
I can't really. And it's seismic. I mean, these are draconian sanctions. And we were talking about it off air there, Paulie. I mean, some of the stuff, I mean, if you haven't bought a ticket yet for a Chelsea game and you're a Chelsea supporter, you can't go. You can't go in the team shop and buy a scarf or a hat or a T-shirt or anything or a replica kit. They can't make any money now. And Abramovich, I mean, had to sell. And all of a sudden now he can't sell. That is going to have ramifications on the roster and for Thomas Tuchel, too. There is a big rumor out there that he's going to leave and go to Manchester United now, which is probably going to be looking for another manager here real soon. The whole thing could be upset with Chelsea very, very shortly, if not, I mean, starting right now. And the distractions are enormous. One other note, this game coming up, Newcastle on Sunday. Newcastle is hot. They've won 6 of 7. Eddie Howe has worked under pressure there. The new Saudi owners, and that was the big story over there. I was there in October when coming through London, and right when that thing happened, and there was a lot of blowback. That has been forgotten now with this Chelsea stuff. But Newcastle is safe now. They're not going to drop, and they've got a shot. They've lost 9 straight at Stamford Bridge. I think they get a result out of this game on Sunday against Chelsea.
Okay, plus 440 draw and 10-1 if they shock the world. And the total's 3. How about Man U and Tottenham?
I think Man U is part of this Chelsea thing now indirectly. Now, they don't have stuff going on like Chelsea does. But I mentioned Tuchel a second ago. Like I said, I mean, they are talking a lot up there in Manchester about Ralf Rangnick. They don't think he's a long-term answer behind the bench after they move Solskjaer out. The pieces don't fit. They have got a showdown with Atletico de Madrid coming up the next few days after that in the Champions League. So there's a distraction there. Conte might be straightening out to Tottenham some. Also, Harry Kane, they're starting to talk again about him maybe being on the move in the summer. After all that talk last year, Man United would be a target for him. So there's a lot to unpack in this one. But right now, I don't think Man United is good value. There's too much going on there, different than Chelsea stuff. But, I mean, this is more practical stuff with the team and team selection and all and scheduling. I think Tottenham's worth a look there.
Okay, and then Nigel had the winner yesterday, Sevilla and West Ham under 2.5. It was a 1-0 final. Sevilla won. What do you think of their match coming up Sunday?
Rayo Vallecano was a great story for the first half of the season. Really great story. I mean, this is a little team in the Madrid suburbs, little stadium, a neighborhood team, and they were very hot. And Radamel Falcao, the Colombian, came in there and was scoring goals for them, the veteran, and it was a great story. That has ended. Rayo is dropping down the table. They're in a nosedive right now. And Sevilla is fighting. You know, they're in Europe. They beat West Ham yesterday. They are chasing Real Madrid at the top. And Julen Lopetegui Marital, who came over in the window from Man United, is helping them out greatly. Sevilla is the side here to take. I'm kind of anti. I like it. It pains me to recommend against them, but you can't pick them right now. They're just in too bad a form.
Great job, sir. Good mix. Good luck to you. We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the games.
Have a good weekend, boys.
You too, sir.
You too. Okay, bubble games to watch today. Good tweet here from Jeff Goodman.
Okay.
Indiana, Illinois, 11:30 Eastern. Rutgers, Iowa, 2 o'clock. Dayton, UMass, 6. SMU, Tulsa, 7. VCU, Richmond, 8:30. Oklahoma, Texas Tech, 9:30. Virginia Tech, North Carolina, 9:30. Kentucky's down to 10. They were 12. Purdue is up to 10. They were 9 against Penn State. Let me throw some big favorites out there today.
Money on Louisiana Tech.
Down to 3.5
three
now,
and a half.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, which one of the following teams will lose today as a big favorite? Houston against Cincy Lane, 12.
No.
Iowa, 6.5 against Rutgers.
Maybe.
Duke, 9 against Miami.
Possible.
Tennessee now taking some sharp money up to 8. This was 6.5 not that long ago.
No.
Arizona's 9.5. Texas Tech, 7.5. UCLA, 6. Illinois, now 6. Kansas, 8. Like, they're not all going to win today, are they?
Someone's going down. Yeah, someone will lose. Yeah.
And by the way, they're not. Like, two teams from the Big 12, they're not getting one seats.
Mm.
So, at this point, is it going to be Gonzaga, Arizona, Kansas if they win the Big 12, and the SEC winner if it's Auburn or Kentucky? Are those the four number ones we're looking at? Because you can bet on all this stuff where these teams are going to get seeded at.
Yeah, and to get in and miss in and out of the tournament too, that they're available. I mean, DraftKings had that up last week. Excuse me, a couple days ago they had that up.
I don't. They will not give two number ones. Put it this way: two teams from the Big 12 will not deserve a number one seed. If Kansas loses today against TCU, they're laying 8, 8.5. By the way, I was able to find Texas A&M 5.5 in the first half because Auburn's taking money. They're up to 10 at some spots.
Okay.
I mean, there is a lot of heavy movement on these games today. Usually this is when the cycle starts. It's like in this hour, but this has been happening now for the last 2 hours of the morning.
Wisconsin 3.5. I mentioned how about this moving to St. Bonnie's game? Did we say that on air? Or was that during break? St. Louis opened a favorite.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, did they? St. Louis opened 2. It's now Bonnie's 1.5.
I'll give you another one to shop around for. Again, when we came on the air, Colorado State was favored by a point. Mm-hmm. I'm looking right now. San Diego State's 1.5 at some spots. So they're taking money, and I don't disagree with that. But all of these teams today, they're not all winning. It didn't happen yesterday. It never happens like this in March. Somebody's going down today. I would say multiple teams are going down. I can't wait to watch the first half of the Iowa game. What if they come out and hit 11 threes in the first half?
That'd be great.
Here's a 50 spot on you.
Oh, they were feeling it. Oh, crazy. 64 at the half.
Yeah.
The end was great. I loved it. No one probably saw it because it was such a blow. I had it on. It was McCaffrey screaming at the kid because he shot the ball with 5 seconds left. What are you doing? Dribble it out.
Mm-hmm.
He's apologizing to Collins at the same time. And he's like, don't worry about it. No big deal.
Yeah.
He's screaming at the kid across half court while it was going on.
God, I can't wait for today. Yesterday was so good.
Yeah.
And today is going to be probably just as good as yesterday. And then next week.
Don't forget Saturday. Saturday's
amazing.
Saturday's awesome, too.
Monday, we'll be back at 7 o'clock Eastern. We'll recap the entire weekend. Obviously, the bracket will be out at that point. We'll talk about all the point spreads. We'll have great nuggets like this. Keep this in mind. If the Mountain West Conference gets 4 teams in, Paulie, they are 14-29 in the tournament going back to 2010. And we'll have nuggets like that all week long next week, and I can't wait to break it down. Good luck today and this weekend. We'll see you then.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.